Hachette Audio presents The Stolen Wealth of Slavery, A Case for Reparations, written by David Montero, read by Eric Jason Martin. For my father, whose love of books nurtured my own. Foreword. What If I Told You, by Michael Eric Dyson. What if I told you? The television announcer teased us with the first part of a question as athletic highlights rolled. The tagline has become iconic. It was used in trailers to introduce forthcoming episodes of ESPN's documentary series 30 for 30, which showcased 30 films by 30 filmmakers to mark the 24-hour sports network's 30th anniversary in 2009. The spectacular success of this series has made it a network staple. I was featured in a couple of the original films, including one about the rise and tragic death of college basketball superstar Len Bias from a cocaine-induced heart attack shortly after he was taken as the number 2 pick by the Boston Celtics in the 1986 NBA draft. He was forecast to rival the athletic prowess of Michael Jordan. Instead, he was stilled at 22 from an accidental overdose. When the 30 for 30 audience heard the beginning of the question, they knew the second part would add a twist to a widely held perception of a sports hero or villain. What was flagged in Bias's case was the brutal transition from immortality to calamity, and the question of potential that lingered in its wake. As images of Bias's balletic splendor flashed on screen, the resonant baritone voice asked, "What if I told you that a sure thing can become a what if?" In another film, devoted to Muhammad Ali's last fight against WBC heavyweight champion and former sparring partner Larry Holmes, the question rang out, "What if I told you he wasn't the greatest?" If the reversal of broad belief or accepted convention can happen in sports, it surely can happen as well with history and politics, especially when the subject is slavery, among the most vexing and complicated issues we as a nation confront. What if I told you that many of the beliefs you hold about slavery and race and whiteness and blackness simply aren't true? What if I told you that the notion that nearly all the spoils of slavery went to the South and the North was relatively free of moral taint and economic exploitation is a grave untruth?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?